Hi, everyone. Welcome again to Radio English on Sunday. This is Bruce.
And this is Peter.
Join us today, Unit 14. Today we're going to Europe. Unit 14 begins on page 110 of your book. And we're looking today at Alpine treasures.
And definitely, this is a lesson you're going to treasure.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. Alpine treasures. Treasure is used as a noun. Peter just used treasure as a verb. You will treasure this lesson because you're going to learn a lot of interesting facts about the Alps, whose adjective here is alpine.
乐在阿尔卑斯山, 可是刚才 treasure, 作为一个动词用的是代表珍惜, I'll treasure everything you've given me. 你给我的一切东西, 我都要珍惜。 除了用 treasure 以外, we can also use this word starting with a V.
Value?
Value, yes. And that is spelled
V-A-L-U-E. V-A-L-U-E. I value your friendship.
Or cherish.
C-H-E-R-I-S-H. C-H-E-R-I-S-H, to cherish someone or something.
不错,珍惜某人或是个东西, I'll cherish your friendship. 这是Bruce这样写的, 他这么有一天跟我这样说, 他说, Hey Peter, I really cherish your friendship. I'll cherish your friendship as long as you are rich. 哇,这太过分了,这样。
I cherish borrowing money from you.
在开玩笑,不能这么说。 当然,我们今天写的这一篇是Alpine, 跟Alps, 刚才又有Alpine, 这是什么东西,区别在哪呢?
Well, the Alps, which we will introduce in a moment, this is a very famous mountain range in Europe, and the adjective is alpine, the word we see here. Let's find out more about the Alps and Europe and alpine treasures by looking at our first paragraph. We're on page 110 if you just joined our program. From the Atlantic Ocean to the Ural Mountains stretches the continent of Europe. The most striking geographic feature within this densely populated area is the Alps mountain range, commonly called the Alps. The Alps covers most of Austria and Switzerland, as well as significant areas of Germany, France, and Italy. The picture-perfect land and lifestyle of the Alps contain many treasures for all the peoples of the world. Who hasn't dreamed of visiting the Alps for a vacation? If you are lucky enough to vacation in the Alps, what delights await you? A couple of lessons ago, we talked about how the Louvre Museum in Paris was situated on a river overlooking the city, on a hill overlooking the river and the city of Paris. Today we talk about how Europe is situated on a map of the world. It's between the Atlantic Ocean and the Ural Mountains. This is the continent of Europe. It is densely populated. That means a lot of people live in the many countries which comprise Europe. Now, perhaps the most striking or the most easily noticed geographic feature of Europe is the Alps mountain range, which we simply call the Alps. This is in Central Europe. Most of Austria and Switzerland are in the Alps, as well as southern Germany, eastern France, and northern Italy. Everyone has heard of these mountains and has seen pictures of the beautiful mountains and maybe some of the lifestyle of the people who live there. Today we're going to explore this area, and we think you'll be delighted with what you'll find there.
Lucky me, I've been there before.
Me too.
Oh, it is
gorgeous.
Yeah, gorgeous, and the views there, believe me, are breathtakingly beautiful.
Yeah, right. It's a special area.
And also, you just mentioned this word, striking. Striking, 这个不是打击, 不是 someone is striking you or 什么, 这个 striking is used as an adjective, meaning...
Well, you just said breathtaking.
Yeah, 就是扣人心弦的，让人觉得是非常显著的。我们可以用 striking or breathtaking, 那扣人心弦的, and that is spelled...
B-R-E-A-T-H-T-A-K-I-N-G. B-R-E-A-T-H-T-A-K-I-N-G. 本来是两个字。Taking one's breath away, being breathtaking.
也就是你看着景色忘了呼吸了。哦、怎么那么漂亮啊这样的。So it's breathtakingly beautiful, whereas the view is simply breathtaking.
Right. Okay. And here we have 倒数第四行, the picture perfect land and lifestyle.Picture perfect is another phrase that means beautiful to look at.
还有这个 vacation 呢，它可以当名词 ，he is on vacation somewhere,、but he's vacationing somewhere.
Right, he's vacationing in the Alps this summer.
哦，在阿尔卑斯山脉度假，可以用这个 vacation 做动词。Holiday 是不是也可以做动词啊？
That's more British English, to holiday in a place, but I suppose we can hear it in the States as well.
Mm-hmm. 通常呢也可以做名词用 to be on holiday or to be on vacation.
Right. Oh, let's continue with our second paragraph and get busy to find out what some of the alpine treasures are. The ladies can look forward to dirndls and alpine flowers.A dirndl is a special alpine dress worn particularly by the German-speaking populations of the Alps, in most of the Swiss and all of the German and Austrian areas. This long, often colorful and simple patterned dress includes a full skirt, gathered waist, and tight-fitting bodice. Most women fall in love with a dirndl the moment they see one. Save up to buy one, though.Most dirndls are handmade and rather pricey. Compared to the cost of the intercontinental voyage to the Alps, though, a dirndl is well worth the expense. The wearer will have a cool weather treasure to wear for many years. So first we start with what the ladies can treasure in the Alps, and we spend a paragraph talking about dirndls, which is a special alpine dress,especially worn by German-speaking peoples in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, by the ladies there. It is often handmade and rather pricey. This means expensive. However, since you have to fly to the Alps and then fly back home, that's even more expensive. So don't go to the Alps with just a little bit of money. You won't have a good time. The Alps is rather pricey.So if you're going, make sure you have enough money to enjoy it, and maybe buy a dirndl.
但是这边有个用法就 compared to the cost of the intercontinental voyage to the Alps. Compared to 放在句首就跟什么比较起来。那么通常呢，有时候我们可以看到用 compared with.啊，两个都可以这样使用，
yeah.
对不对？
Right.
比如说跟 Bruce 呢比较起来，哎呀，我就不行了。就 compared with Bruce, 逗点 I'm nothing. Was compared to Bruce, I'm nothing. Especially when it comes to singing.
Yeah. 的相反，
唱歌 Bruce 的声音真好听。不过 compared to 也好 ，compared with 也好，也可以用 in comparison with. 啊 ，in comparison with him.I'm nothing. 所以这些用法都是相当不错的。
Okay, let's continue now and find out what else we can enjoy in the Alps. If dirndls are really too expensive, though, the hundreds of species of alpine flowers will also delight not only women, but all nature lovers for free. Of course, to see these botanical wonders, one must visit the Alps during its relatively brief spring through fall, that is, between June and September, for most blossoms. The hills are alive with tiny, multicolored petals in sometimes bizarre shapes. Don't touch! Most plant species are protected by laws carrying stiff fines, even for unsuspecting tourists. Instead, these natural treasures are available on the many postcards or in the coffee table books available at the ubiquitous souvenir shops and bookstores throughout the region. Taking one's own pictures or movies is an even better idea. With luck, it is still possible to find the rare edelweiss growing on a mountain slope. Its yellow center with white star-like petals has become an alpine symbol, present in many folk art handicrafts. Well, we started off the lesson talking about what the ladies can look forward to, dirndls and flowers, so in this paragraph we begin to talk about the botanical wonders, that is, the many special and beautiful flowers, many of which grow only in the Alps, especially from June through September, when the weather is a little bit warmer. Remember that it's a mountain range, so winter is very, very long there. Please remember, do not touch or pick these flowers. You will be fined. Besides, after you pick them, maybe only half an hour later, they will wilt, and they won't look good at all. Wilt. W-I-L-T, W-I-L-T, like me in the morning before my coffee.
Wilt, 也就是指的呢，我们就是萎缩的意思，枯萎，相当于另外一个 wither 这个词。
Good one. W-I-T-H-E-R, W-I-T-H-E-R, wither.
我在这里我特别看的这个字叫 Edelweiss， 那个 W 那它是不念成 Y， 而是念成 Wedding Edelweiss。
Yeah， that's the German pronunciation。
错，因为呢，以前好多年前有个电影叫 Sound of Music， 这里头呢，他就唱的 Edelweiss， Edelweiss， bless my homeland。Forever.
Oh, 好棒。
那个是主要是谈的是什么样的情节呢？
Well, the Edelweiss, that's a song originally in German and also translated into English, which was written to praise this very rare and very special and, of course, very beautiful flower, which has become a kind of symbol of the Alps,especially among the people who live there. You can often find it painted or in embroidery, which will be, right, we'll be talking about that in a second, too. It's a very special symbol of the Alps.
对，刺绣 embroidery, 我想呢，这个字已经念出来的，就已经知道里头还会有的，我们现在不拼了。但在这里哦，我还要提到一个字，就是 blossom 这个字。特别记住呢 ，blossom 跟 bloom 都是开花，这样 ，all the flowers are in blossom 或是 in bloom， 尤其可以加个 full，in full blossom，in full bloom，in spring， 在春天的时候。
Right， and both of these words can be used as verbs as well. The tree is blossoming. The apple tree is blossoming now, or her flowers are blooming in her garden.
不错，正在开花之中。
Okay, let's continue. Speaking of handicrafts, in addition to the dirndl, there are other assorted wares which can be taken home as a fond remembrance of one's all-too-brief stay in this mountainous playground. Alpine women take pride in their embroidery. Scarves, shirts, blouses, wall hangings, and table coverings...can still be bought in the smaller, more remote hamlets in tiny mountain valleys. Many modern imitations are also available, however, so be sure of any item's authenticity before buying. In the off-season from farming, some alpine men enjoy wood carving. Items from as large as grandfather, also called cuckoo clocks,to palm-sized miniature animals, farm utensils or equipment, or creations from the imagination, can be had at roadside stands or local markets. This paragraph is devoted to the alpine handicrafts. In a sense, the dirndl, which we already introduced, is a kind of handicraft because good ones are handmade, and that is the main meaning of a handicraft. But there are many other kinds of handicrafts. First of all, embroidery, which we mentioned a moment ago. This is when we take a needle and thread on a plain piece of material to create words, pictures, or patterns for people to enjoy. Clothing is handmade there. Wall hangings and table coverings. You could buy some of those while you were there. In addition, wood carving from great big clocks with that little bird that comes out, cuckoo, cuckoo, on every hour. That's a cuckoo clock or a grandfather clock, as well as toys and some equipment, or just fun things can be bought along the roadside as you travel throughout the Alps.
但是这个take pride in在第四行是不错的。 He takes pride in his son's performance. 这个是以什么为荣, 或者是 he prides himself 用 on的用法, 那个 pride 也可以当动词, 以什么为荣, he prides himself on his son's performance. 也可以用个形容词, he's proud of his son's performance. 那几个都是以什么为荣, 都是这样说的。
They take pride in, be proud of. Okay, let's continue. It's a pity that so much local food does not carry well. Otherwise, alpine dairy products, sausages and breads are well worth taking home. On the other hand, bottled wild honey, with its extra-thick consistency and exotic wildflower tastes and scents, is relatively easy to transport, with care, in one's carry-on baggage. Mountain wine and liquor may also be carefully taken home. In the meantime, enjoy the calorie-laden but delicious alpine cuisine where it was meant to be eaten.
Well, this paragraph already
makes me hungry.
Yeah.
Me too, especially since we've been there. Peter and I have been to the Alps, and the cuisine there is very fattening but very delicious.
Yeah. Cuisine, 也就是他们那边的食物,烹调的食物.
Right. Well, what are these products? What are these foods that are famous in the Alps? Sausages, for one, 香肠. Bread, which unfortunately is hard to take home. I think German bread is the best in the world, but that's my own opinion. Also, however, you could take home honey or different kinds of liquor. Maybe even butter, if you can find it in a special container.
Oh,
delicious, homemade, farm-made butter and honey, sausages, if you can. If you can, try to take some food back home. It is clean and delicious.
但我没有买那个东西,因为我也是一个miser. 我就买了一个cowbell. 那个挂在脖子上的,小小的,最小的。那我太太就抱怨,回到家的时候就每天规定我的要挂这个在脖子上这样,把我说为什么没给他买了很多好东西。
Okay, let's finish up, last paragraph. Some alpine treasures cannot be taken home. World-class skiing, mountain climbing, mountain hiking, and whitewater rafting are among them. The views of the permanent glaciers or Mount Blanc, the Alps' highest peak at just over 4,700 meters, will last a lifetime. Jolly alpine music and dancing quicken the heart and set the feet tapping. With so much to see and appreciate, perhaps the next priority vacation spot on the discriminating traveler's list should be the Alps. Well, now we talk about not products of the Alps, but experiences. Skiing, of course, is most famous around the world in the Alps. Mountain climbing and hiking, even rafting can be done in the Alps. The views, you don't have to be an athlete to enjoy the Alps. Take your camera and enjoy the views of the high mountains, which are often covered with snow or glaciers throughout the year, permanent. Alpine music is a lot of fun, especially with beer and a little bit of alpine food. You will certainly enjoy a vacation in the Alps.
They drink beer, they eat a lot of fattening food, but very few of them are like me, you know, they are not
Oh, no, many of them are like you, but these people live a long time. They are happy, they eat and drink as much as they like, and they live into their 80s and 90s. I know from my mother's family, Audi Leven. They all drink and eat as much as they like, and they live into their 90s.
They know how to enjoy their lives.
They really do.
好，所以呢，发觉原来肥胖没有关系，只要心情愉快，照样可以活得久，对不对啊
？If your heart is happy, you'll live a long time.
好，那我现在继续在吃东西，那可以吃更多东西。
Good, good.
好，我们现在就最后呢，从头到尾呢，给大家念一下呢，同时请大家用听的训练我们的听力。
Alpine treasures. From the Atlantic Ocean to the Ural Mountains stretches the continent of Europe.The most striking geographic feature within this densely populated area is the Alps mountain range, commonly called the Alps. The Alps covers most of Austria and Switzerland, as well as significant areas of Germany, France, and Italy. The picture-perfect land and lifestyle of the Alps contain many treasures for all the peoples of the world. Who hasn't dreamed of visiting the Alps for a vacation?If you are lucky enough to vacation in the Alps, what delights await you? The ladies can look forward to dirndls and alpine flowers. A dirndl is a special alpine dress worn particularly by the German-speaking populations of the Alps, in most of the Swiss and all of the German and Austrian areas. This long, often colorful and simple patterned dress includes a full skirt,gathered waist, and tight-fitting bodice. Most women fall in love with a dirndl the moment they see one. Save up to buy one, though. Most dirndls are handmade and rather pricey. Compared to the cost of the intercontinental voyage to the Alps, though, a dirndl is well worth the expense. The wearer will have a cool-weather treasure to wear for many years.If dirndls are really too expensive, though, the hundreds of species of alpine flowers will also delight not only women, but all nature lovers for free. Of course, to see these botanical wonders, one must visit the Alps during its relatively brief spring through fall, that is, between June and September for most blossoms. The hills are alive with tiny,multicolored petals in sometimes bizarre shapes. Don't touch! Most plant species are protected by laws carrying stiff fines, even for unsuspecting tourists. Instead, these natural treasures are available on the many postcards or in the coffee table books available at the ubiquitous souvenir shops and bookstores throughout the region.Taking one's own pictures or movies is an even better idea. With luck, it is still possible to find the rare Edelweiss growing on a mountain slope. Its yellow center with white star-like petals has become an alpine symbol, present in many folk art handicrafts. Speaking of handicrafts, in addition to the dirndl, there are other assorted wares which can be taken home,as a fond remembrance of one's all-too-brief stay in this mountainous playground. Alpine women take pride in their embroidery. Scarves, shirts, blouses, wall hangings, and table coverings can still be bought in the smaller, more remote hamlets in tiny mountain valleys. Many modern imitations are also available, however, so be sure of any item's authenticity,before buying. In the off-season from farming, some alpine men enjoy wood carving. Items from as large as grandfather, also called cuckoo clocks, to palm-sized miniature animals, farm utensils or equipment, or creations from the imagination can be had at roadside stands or local markets. It's a pity that so much local food does not carry well. Otherwise, Alpine dairy products, sausages, and breads are well worth taking home. On the other hand, bottled wild honey with its extra thick consistency and exotic wildflower tastes and scents is relatively easy to transport with care in one's carry-on baggage. Mountain wine and liquor may also be carefully taken home. In the meantime, enjoy the calorie-laden but delicious alpine cuisine where it was meant to be eaten. Some alpine treasures cannot be taken home. World-class skiing, mountain climbing, mountain hiking, and whitewater rafting are among them. The views of the permanent glaciers or Mount Blanc, the Alps' highest peak, at just over 4,700 meters, will last a lifetime. Jolly alpine music and dancing quicken the heart and set the feet tapping. With so much to see and appreciate, perhaps the next priority vacation spot on the discriminating traveler's list should be the Alps.
好，在这里啊，第111页，那么这边中间这一段有几个很好的字，像这个第二行 assorted， 其实这个有一个名词叫 an assortment of， 就是各式各类的，相当于 a variety of 的用法。
Mm-hmm.
我们说呢 ，they sell an assortment of goods in that store， 那个商店里头各式各类的东西都有。还有另外呢 ，remembrance 有一个很好的用法叫 in remembrance of， 纪念。They set up a monument in remembrance of the hero。他们树立这个呢纪念碑，以纪念这个英雄，都是很好的用法。
That's it for today's lesson, but join us next week for a problem with technology. We'll tell you all about it then. Till then, bye-bye.
再见。